Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Stay with us. We'll get back to our interview with John Adago in just a few moments. But right now, Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, is on deck, as it were. Speaking of on deck, you know, we do get preempted or eclipsed by baseball, basketball, football, or soccer here on this station. But we're dealing with an eclipse of another kind. One I've had the privilege back in, I'm going to say, late 1900s. Not the 19th century, folks. 97, 98, 99, something like that. Where I had the privilege of sitting out with a bunch of friends on a porch watching through a telescope this incredible lunar eclipse. And you got to keep that lens moving. So tell us about the eclipse that's coming for us.
Well, the one that's coming up first is on Tuesday the 15th, which is just a few days away. It is a total lunar eclipse, which happens when the Earth gets in between the Sun and the Moon. And it's involving the signs of Aries and Libra. The Sun is in Aries and the Moon is in Libra. This one happens in the wee hours of the morning between about 12:45 a.m. Tuesday morning. And it should be visible from here. The Wee Moon calendar is saying you should be able to see it from the Americas, especially the Pacific side, and from pretty much anywhere in Australia. So if you're up and willing, you should definitely at least try to take a peek at it, because they can be fantastic.
And I would highly recommend it. I think it's an incredible experience to watch these types of events. And I have to say that there's a television program that also is quite incredible. It's the new, I'll call it Cosmos 2.0. That carries on with Carl Sagan's work. Just an incredible, not only the graphics, but the information is just phenomenal. So gets people interested once again, I think, in astronomy and who knows, maybe even astrology. People can get a hold of you, of course, through your website, which is new and improved. It's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com 2.0. You don't have to put the 2.0 on there. That'll probably mess you up. But but it is a great little website, or big website, I guess. It's growing. You're also available on Facebook. Tell me real quickly, in about 30 seconds, how has Facebook assisted you in what you do?
It helps me to reach more people in a different way. For people who just want short doses of where to focus today, that's a good place to go.
Okay. And again, that's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. Of course, the website we mentioned, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. They can also call you at 963-0842. That's the number we call every time we touch base with you. And next week, next Sunday, we'll be talking again. We're then going to be beyond halfway through April, gotten through tax day, which is where that first eclipse is. And we'll talk further about all of these things. By the way, real quickly, what sign are we in right now?
We're in the sign of Aries.
Of Aries. All right. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Beth, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. We'll be talking more with John Adago right here on Tell Me Your Story.